Vasiro CS copy. I will remove my copy. I will uncover my hand. You will see my what is my back. Ufonai lo yero. Pasuk of Gilin Rashi vahasiro siyas kapi ve'ade yas divras yikori. Okay, he's quoting over the Targum. He's quoting in the Targum. What is he saying over that? I don't know. We'll see in a second. Kishe esalek hanhogas kivoidi nichneged ponecha. When I remove the hanhogas kivoidi. What does it mean over here? The hanhogas kivoidi. Nichneged ponecha, from before your face. Loleches misham ulahalon. I have no idea what this means. When I will remove the hanhogas, the going of my honor, nichneged ponecha, from in front of you. Loleches, to travel misham ulahalon, from there and going forward. You will see what is behind me. So Rashi here says, it's a very famous Rashi, Hereyu Kesher Shel Tefillin. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Kesher Shel Tefillin. Okay, let's see over here what it says over here in the Targum. The Targum in this pasuk says, Ve'edei Yos Divras Yikori V'sichzei Yos Divosroi. You will see what's behind me. V'dik domai lo yitach zoin. Okay, let me look over the commentator. That's what we have this commentator here for. And over here he has to talk a lot of stuff. Okay, so I'm going to read to you. Okay, I'll try to translate the best I can, try to figure out what's going on over here. V'deyos divras yikari. Kavonas unkelas. Over here, I never saw this before in this sefer. He writes over here that this is the intent. Kishe tistalek hanhogas kivodi. Beposik akoidem tirgim kapi memri. Avokevon shetirgim shom v'agein bimemri. Leirotz letargim kan sheyosir hashmiro mimosh rabbeinu. Wow. Okay, let's read a little bit more. Yikori omnam perushoi kivoidi kloshna kosov avala kavano v'das unkelis shechina sikdagum l'kamon. Debosroi kavanosa hanimtsoim agashmiim asherani ki ilu pone mehem. It's as if I'm turning to them. Asherani ki ilu pone mehem vehem lacharai. Yal derech hamoshel beglal richukim mimitzius yisaleh. I have no idea what's going on over here. Kavanosa kol hanimtsois kulam ol gvin shem acharai utfolim elai. Udukamai kosav Rambam shakurus ungulus l'rom shiyesh nevoim atzumim iyav shalodim lahasim kfi shehen veim hasichlim hanivdolim yichusu l'Hashem b'bnei Hashem nochoi l'fonav tamim b'chol b'shol chizek l'suchel l'vas ponai im shchinos b'chol malkom targim l'fonai lo yiro. Alright, I'm reading over here what it says over here. And I never had such difficulty in understanding what's going on over here in this in the parish, what he's trying to say over here. Let me get the chumash. Let me get the chumash with the parish Rashi. In 1 second. Okay, I have over here this sefer called, very famous sefer called Rashi Kipshutoi. Let me see if it enhances our understanding. This is Perek Lamed Gimel, the last pasuk in Perek. 33:23.
Okay.
Okay, 33.
Yeah.
Okay. Vahasirosias kapi. Okay, I'm reading over here from the Sefer. Tirgim unkelis va'ade yos divras yikori. The osir, I will remove as hanhogas kivodi. V'zehu perush hakosov kishe asalek hanhogas kivodi mikineged ponecha loleches misham ulahalon oz v'risa sacharai. V'risa sacharai dosh acham sheheru keshal tefillin shemukoyma bo'ev achrei achonim. Okay, that's all he says. So I think over here, what he's trying to say over here is there are a few things that have to be discussed. That he's saying over here that Hashem, he's saying something that it does not say in the pasuk. At what point in time did Hashem show Moshe Rabbeinu his back? Okay, the end of the pasuk says, "V'ro'isu, you will see es achora, you will see my back, ufonai, my front, lo yeru, you will not see." When did this happen? So the Targum is adding into the pasuk something that it doesn't say. This will happen when Hashem departs. Hashem is going to come down. Hashem is going to pass. V'hoyah ba'avor kivodi v'samticha b'kiras atzur v'sakosi chapi olech adavri. I will cover my hand upon you until I pass. So it's going to take time. So let's say it's going to take 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Hashem is going to pass before Moshe. Hashem is passing. Hashem is not stationary. Hashem is passing. When Hashem is passing, as Hashem is passing in emotion, Hashem is revealing to Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. And that is happening while Hashem is in motion. And Hashem is in motion, and let's say it's 10 minutes. The very last second, when Hashem is still present, before Hashem disappears, at that very last moment, Hashem will then remove his hand and allow Moshe to see something. And what will he see? He will see what is behind. I guess the way we know it means that is because if you're passing, if you're you can see when someone is coming, so you can see them in the front. Like you go to the train station. You stand at on the platform, and you come and you run upstairs, and as you run upstairs, the train is pulling out. So what do you see? You see the back of the train. You don't see the front of the train. If you would have come 5 minutes ago, you would have been able to sit on the platform. You can see from the far distance. You can see the train is coming. So when you see the train is coming, you're witnessing the front. The front, you're witnessing the front of the train. And the train is very long. It takes a very long time for the train, from the moment that you can see the train until the train arrives, and the train passes, and then the train goes all the way out into the distance. So you can see the train from the front, you can see the train as it arrives, and you can see the train from the back. So Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to go into this cave. I'm going to cover the cave so that when I pass, you're not going to be able to see me coming. And you're not going to be able to see me when I'm present. And you're not going to be able to see me when I leave. What I'll do is the very last moment as I continue to go further out. And you're not going to be able to see me anymore. That very last second, I will then take my hand off the cover of the cave. So you can see me from behind. You see, this is a much more sophisticated interpretation of the pasuk than I always commonly understood. I always commonly understood is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, and Hashem basically, he's present, and he deliberately turns around, whatever all of this esoteric stuff means, he deliberately makes an about face. So Moshe, and then takes off his hand from the rock, so Moshe can see Hashem from behind. And after Moshe gets a good look, Hashem puts his hand back on the cave, and then Hashem disappears. Now what he's saying, Uncle List is telling us over here something that's much, much, much more complicated than this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is covering the cave from beginning to end. And that means Moshe is not going to be able to see Hashem come, and Moshe is not going to see when Hashem is present, and Moshe is not going to be able to see Hashem when he lives, when he leaves. What Hashem is saying is, what I'll do for you is, the very last moment, as I'm leaving, as I'm departing, the very last moment when you can still have a glimpse of me from behind, from my departure, that is when I will lift up my hand so you can see me as I'm leaving. It's not that Hashem is only showing him the back. Hashem is showing Moshe Hashem's departure. You see, it's departure that Hashem is showing Moshe Rabbeinu, not just his back. Let's see. See the words of the Rashi. The Rashi over here. Rashi here says, "Pasik chaf Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'hasirosi yeskapi, I will remove my hand. So he quotes the Targum, V'adei yos divras yikari, which means, I will, the word V'adei means, I will remove yos divras. Divras means my going of honor, my movement of honor. Kishe asalek, when I depart, hanhogas kivodi, the movement of my honor, meaning when my presence takes leave of you, Moshe, mikineged ponecha, loleches, to travel misham from there ulehalon, then v'reisa asachoyra, you will see from the back. So the Targum over here says v'adei yos divras yikari, when I depart, then v'sechezei yos dibasroi, you will see me from behind, ud vidiko domai lo yischazun. So the problem over here is, where then did the Targum translate the words v'hasirosi eskapi? To leave. Then you will see. So the difficulty over here is that the word kapi in the previous pasuk meant Hashem's words. And here he's saying the Hasirosi Eskapi means when I take leave. When my honor takes leave. When my honor takes leave. And this Sefer, I don't know, this is very, 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 very difficult. I have another Sefer. Do I have it over here? Where is that other Sefer I have? On Targum? Yeah. Okay, here's another Sefer on the Targum. Let me turn to it. Perek Lamed Gimel. The last Pasuk. Let's see if this could help us. Okay. V'hasirosi eskapi v'sacharai v'adei yos divras yikori v'yosiria sanhogas kavod yudzayin alpi v'sacharosi eskapi tergim v'agin b'memri loy tergim v'hasirosi eskapi v'adei yos ingas memri ki lo yitach alam ashi yosek l'shmach 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 ashi yosek Elam Yishum Vahoya Bavar Kodi. Memele Yodanash Asaras Hakaf Tia Besibas Asaras Samar. I don't know, he's gone. Also, it's very difficult. We're trying to explain over here. The problem is that the Targum is inconsistent in his translation of the word Kapi. Rashi said the word Kapi, Rashi a little didn't comment, but the Targum in the previous post, the word Kapi means my words. I will issue a command that you, Moshe, should be protected from the forces of evil. So the word kapi really meant my words of guarding you. So how could it then be that in this pasuk when it says v'hasirosi es kapi, I will remove my shmira of you, Moshe? And remember that we had that whole discussion yesterday, the day before. Is that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes, automatically comes with a Kodesh Baruch Hu the forces of evil. This is a mitzias. Whenever a Kodesh Baruch Hu is bringing Kedusha, so the Satan gets very jealous, and the Satan comes to make trouble. So Hashem says, don't worry, Moshe. When I come, I'm going to protect you. And the way Hashem demonstrates his protection is, I will put my kapi upon you. I will rest my hand upon you. In other words, I will protect you. Now, if that's the case, we have a problem. Because this pasuk says, v'hasirosias kapi, which literally means, I'm going to take away protection. Really, Hashem is going to no longer protect Moshe Rabbeinu? How could that possibly be? How could that possibly be? In the previous pasuk, we said, hinei makom iti, v'hinei pasuk chafalef, v'nitzavta latzor, v'hoya bavor kivodi, when my divine presence comes, v'samticha, I will put you b'nikras hatzor, v'sakosi chapi olecha, I'll protect you. I will protect you. Targum pasuk of Bey says, v'agein b'memri aloch, I will provide shelter. And the word kapi means b'memri, my words. My words of protection will protect you. And now it says, v'hasirosi es kapi, which simply means I will remove my protection of you. That's very difficult. Why would Hashem want to remove protection from Moshe? Anytime. So therefore, the Targum here is switching, and he's telling us that in this pasuk, the word kapi does not mean protection, to be megin with my words, but it means something else. It means when I leave, when I depart, when my divine presence takes leave of this makom, you'll get a glimpse of me from behind. Targum said, the pasuk of Gimel, he changes, v'adeyos divras yikari. When I will remove, I will remove the divras. Now the word divras means the traveling. When it will depart. It's hard really to translate these words. Over here in this say,
he will remove guidance.
The guidance, all right. When I will remove
the guidance with my glory, he says.
So I guess that means when Hashem, I guess, so what is the guidance? Maybe it means the guidance is what I'm going to teach you. I'm teaching you the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. That's guidance. When the class is over, when the guidance is over, then I'm leaving. I'll let you see me from behind as I leave. Let me read the words over here.
Yeah, because he says this tradition would be, if he would said I will remove his glory, would be more disrespectful to Moses.
Okay.
That's what the note says. That's
okay. Over here he writes, Ki lo yitochin loymar. It's impossible to say sheyosir hakadosh baruch hu shemirasoy mi Moshe. If he would have been consistent in translating the word kapi, then it would mean that Hashem would remove his protection. Lochein diyafor tofas hasiba. I don't know what that means. That's some fancy language. Kolaymar. Shloinemar visakosi chapi. Ela mishum vihoya bavor kivodi. Memelo yodanu shasoras hakafti yabisibas hasoras hamare. Whatever. I don't know what this means. All right. Fine. V'ri says, and then you will see me from behind. Then he says, v'sachzilios divosri v'diko v'dik domai lo yitazoin. You'll see from behind. And not from the front.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you talking loy ma bedas on kolitz kemosha kasva chasam soifer sherubam shal meurois v'sibos ein mivin betchila es tachlisam u'mashvusam kinem kinem be'ene habrios kimufloim rak avozman mis bareres lanu mashvusam shal hamurois v'anu toivsim es magmas hasoga hal yoina be. Has Arayna v'zeh shama kasa versus Acharai v'sechzeyos debosrai u'dekamai lo yezum. Okay, he's saying a very poshut vart. Everyone says this, but he's trying to read this into the Targum. I don't know why I have to read into the Targum. It's what the pasuk is. You will only understand Hashem's ways in hindsight. There are events that happen in this world. No one understands why it's happening. It's only later in time do we understand. Like the Purim story. in the Purim story, Hashem elevated Haman. Why? There are different events. Let's say Mordechai saw that Bigson Viseresh wanted to assassinate Achashverosh. It was just a chance that Mordechai happened to be in the right place at the right time. Why did that happen? Oh, years later, when Achashverosh could not fall asleep, he read what it said in the Sefer HaZichronos, that someone did him a toiva and Mordechai was not rewarded. That set into motion a whole sequence of events. So you will understand my hanhagos in hindsight, in retrospect, but you will not see it. So over here, when you look at the pasuk literally, you will see my back, you will not see my front. The Targum does not translate the word back in front. It means from behind. He changes it like almost into the concept of time, that you will see me, understand me in hindsight, in retrospect, but not as events play out in real time. All right, this was a very difficult aliyah, but it's very kedai. I really learned a lot with you learning this. Now we go to the next aliyah. Pasuk. Now I go to Paraglam Adal. Vayem Hashem Moshe Psolucha Shnei Luchos Avanim Karishanim. I want you to chisel out, to quarry two tablets of stone. Kari Shoinim, just like the first ones. V'chasafi ala luchos, and I will write on the luchos es hadvarim asher hayu ala luchos hari shoinim asher shibartu, which you broke. Rashi, pasuk of long Rashi over here. Let's go very quick over here. Pisol luchos. Now we have to remember the first luchos was called Maasei Elokim. Fundamental difference between the first luchos and the second luchos is that the first luchos, the material upon which Hashem etched the words was divine substance. It was not a substance that is found in this world. The substance in which the words were etched, were presented, the material, the tablets, did not come from this world. It was Maasei Elokim. The second Luchos, the stone, was from this world, sapphire. There was a mountain, there was stone. Hashem pointed to Moshe. Moshe, I want you to go to this mountain in this location, is where you will find material, and you shall chisel out the material and go and use it for what I'm going to give. I'm going to then etch into the stones the luchos, the words. So you know, if you would ask me, it almost sounds like the second luchos are greater than the first luchos, because the first luchos, it's divine. It's a divine thing. Hashem is giving us the Torah. So Hashem gave the Torah. The letters are divine, and the material is divine. Everything is divine. In the second luchos, there is a bond between the spiritual and the material, which is really an impossibility. Hashamayim, Shamayim laHashem. V'aretz nasan levnei adam. There is nothing in common between the Shamayim and the Aretz. There's a spiritual world and there is a physical world. We don't know what goes on in Shamayim. No one ever came back to tell us what goes on in Shamayim. On this world, everything is mundane. A human being is a very strange creature, is where there's a neshama that is basically trapped in a physical body. That's what we say in the bracha, Roifei Chol Basar Mafli La'asos. Hashem does wonders by being able to take a spiritual, a soul, a neshama, and being able to trap it in a body, into a guf. That's an amazing thing. The luchos, the second luchos, is exactly that. In the second luchos, the words of the luchos are spiritual, and the tablet is mundane. From this world, they have nothing in common. How in the world were the letters of the luchos, do they still remain anchored in stone from this world? It's a miracle. The first luchos, what's the big deal? The first luchos is a spiritual tablet. The words are spiritual. The substance upon which the words are written is spiritual. Okay, so it's spiritual. There are a lot of spiritual things. There are malachim, angels, the Ashedim, there's the Shechina. Okay, so there's a spiritual luchos. We don't relate to it. The second luchos is even greater. Because the second luchos, you're taking a dovar that is ruchni, and you're connecting it to a dovar gashmi. That's even a greater miracle. Okay, most of us think the second luchos is like a much lower level. Because, you know, there was no fanfare. The first luchos, the whole world was present and watched the show. The second luchos, no one even saw, only Moshe, in the middle of the night. And the second luchos is a psal lucha. It's made from stone. It's not from, you know, the glory of the first luchos. It's just the opposite. The second luchos are even more holy because it's a synthesis of the spirituality being fused to the gashmis of this world. So let's see. So therefore, Rashi over here says psal lucha, herohu. He showed him Machtsev Sanpirion Mitoich Oholoi, a quarry of sapphire inside of his tent. Isn't that strange? Inside the tent of Moshe. In your own tent, look at this. In your own tent, you have sapphire. V'omar loy, and Hashem said to Moshe, HaPesolos Yelucha, chisel out this. And the leftover, when you chisel out, take the leftovers for yourself. Umisham, from there, Nisasher Moshe Harbi. Moshe became very rich. Moshe became very wealthy. Psolucha. Ato Shibarato Harishon. So Rashi over here says is, now Rashi over here is telling us over here, is giving us a mashal. Moshe, you broke the first luchos, so you got to fix it. This is Rabbi Akiva. Ata Shibarta Rishonis, Ata Psolucha Achronis. Marshal Lemel Shahalach Lemidis and Melach went in this Ayam. Viniach Arusasa im Hashifachis. And he left over his Kala, his bride, with the lowly maidservants. Besomitach Kilkal Hashifachis Yatsa Alech Hashem Ra. And this maidservant, this girl, the Kala, she behaved inappropriately when the king was away. Amad Shashvina. Along came one of the servants of the king and said, you know, I have a good idea. Let's rip up the marriage document. Why? Because if it turns out that she was Mezaneh, so if she's married to the king, then she'll be killed. But if she's not married to the king, then no, she's just misbehaved. So therefore, we don't want any record that she's married to the king. It's like what they do, they destroy all the records. Okay, you pay attention to the news, January 6th, all of the records of January 6th were very conveniently destroyed by the FBI. Because, obviously, in the records that they interviewed of January 6th, is a very great revelation that the whole thing was a hoax, the whole thing was a setup. Why else would they destroy all the documents? Okay, a lot of the documents of COVID have been destroyed. Anytime the evidence is destroyed, it means because there's something wrong. So let's go and destroy the documents. The Korak Subasa Omar, Im Yara Hamelech Lahorga, Omer Loya Dain in Ishtucha, she's not married. Bodak Hamelech Motza Shloha Yakibul Element Ashrachs, then he made an investigation and he turned that Taka that she's not, that she did nothing wrong. Nisrat Selah, so he wanted to proceed to marry. Omar Loya Shushbinera, Ksav Lok Subacheres, Shanikra Harishaina, she needs a new Ksuba because it was been ripped up. Omar Loya Melech, Ato Korosa, you destroyed it. Ata Kanela Niyar, you go to the store and buy new paper. I'll write a new one. You ripped up the old one, so it's your problem to go get new paper for a new one. What's the mashal? Kain HaMelech, the Melech is Zakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashafachos Elu Erev Rav. It was the Erev Rav that caused the luchos to be shattered, who made the egel. Ve'hashushpinon ze Moshe. Who is the shushpinon? Moshe. Arusasoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elu Yisrael. Lekach nemar psolucha. So Rashi over here constructs this very elaborate mashal. A very elaborate mashal is the king is going to marry this girl, the Arusa. Hashem is going to marry Klal Yisrael. And then Klal Yisrael gets in trouble with the Shvachis, the Erev Rav. And Moshe, who's the Sirsur, is the Shushpinon, says, you know what, we better go protect them. We'll protect them by going and destroying, by ripping up the Ksuba, sharing the Luchas. And now when Hashem reconciles with his bride, with Klal Yisrael, so we need a new Ksuba. So therefore Hashem says to Moshe, you broke the Ksuba, you ripped it up, you have to go and provide a new Ksuba. What does the Targum say? V'amah Hashem l'Moshe b'sol loch trein luchei avnayo kikad mo'ei, like the first set. And v'echtoiv al luchayo yos piskomaya, I will write on the tablets the words, d'havoy al luchayo kad mo'ei d'tabarto, which you broke. Now over here, what is it over here? Now over here, there's one word over here that's a little bit off, and that's the word, is luchei avnaya, luchos of stone. Tagi losh nakos ho avonim, zachim solvim avnim. All right, that's the same thing. All right, whatever it says. Okay, Rabbi, I have to leave a little bit early. Okay, I'm going to go now. It's 5 minutes early. Thank you very, very much for coming. Mayor, welcome. You came a little bit late, hey, Mayor. Calling the tail end. I gotta go to a seum. Come back.
Sorry.
Have a good night, everyone. Zygazin. Zygazin.
Okay, bring some stuff for tomorrow.
It's too early. I'm only going to be there for just the psicha. Then I'm going to leave. All right, Zygazin. Zygazin.
No! You have to come for the food, not for the psicha.
I want to learn dafyomi later. My chavrin, so I gotta come and go quickly. Okay, Zygazin. Zygazin.
So done.